When Nadi wrote her debut play, Black Drop Effect, it was in part a response to a provocation from theatre maker and Sydney Festival director Wesley Enoch. And it was to do with the celebrations around the 250th anniversary of Cook's landing at Botany Bay. Plans were unveiled to honour the landing with a new statue, and the Prime Minister said he wanted Australians to better understand Cook's historic voyage and his legacy for exploration, science and reconciliation. Well, animator Jake Dushinsky's new web series turns that kind of memorialisation on its head. Cooked follows the ghost of Captain Cook as he travels around Australia, joined by his friend Deringa the Goat, which will be voiced by comedian Steph Tisdall. Jake spoke with Away's Rudy Bremer about using animation as a Trojan horse to teach people history.
Cooked will be a 5x5 minute miniseries, so it's almost as if it's a TV half hour, and it'll be an adult animated satire in response to ScoMo's decision to resale the Endeavour.
Is it focusing on Cook himself?
Captain Cook will be reawoken as a ghost in 2020, and he comes back to, I guess, right his wrongs. And he's partnered up with a goat, who is a young Uyghur woman whose spirit has been taken out of her body when she was shot in First Contact, and embodies the immortal goat, who has now become Deringa.
That character is voiced by Steph Tisdall, who is a phenomenal comedian. Is there anything sort of unique about Steph that got brought into Deringa?
I think at the moment we're still waiting for Steph to come in and maybe read, because so much of this is going to be what Steph brings to the character. I think that'll really up it a level. We've just been approved for funding from Screen Australia. So they're one of the major contributors along with the Maritime Museum. And we're in sort of in the early stages of production. The majority of the development has sort of happened the back half of last year. So from January, we have sort of just been go. And we've been producing character designs, consulting with La Perouse community elders. We've been developing backgrounds, been developing, you know, story arcs and what the beats of each episode are, trying to acquire talent. So it's sort of been a really fast and rapid process in the makings of this, particularly the development stage.
Can you tell me about the animations that you've done in community?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think one of the important things for me as an Indigenous animator and somebody who is still exploring their Indigenous identity and trying to connect, you know, this sort of these two worlds that exist, a lot of our origins that exist in this traditional sense and our expectation, you know, not necessarily of ourselves, but what people expect of us, an Indigenous man or woman is. And I guess there's also a contemporary world, you know, I'm an animator, I work on a computer, you know, there's people who are lawyers, there's people who are working in science, in medicine, and we're also a contemporary and fluid culture. So I think animation provides that bridge between the two worlds almost. And it also, like we mentioned earlier, can sort of broadcast that into a internet space. And many people can hear those unheard voices or become aware of those untold stories. So that's a huge, hugely important thing for me. And a lot of those stories exist and a lot of those knowledges exist in community, and have done so and follow a trajectory of thousands of years. So they're the stories that I want to explore, and they're the stories that I think people need to hear. And, you know, whether it be for preservation of language or whether it be for an exchange of cultural knowledge, knowledge of the land, knowledge of fires, you know, I think they're important stories to tell and acknowledge and, you know, broadcast across the planet.
What is it about animation as a medium that you particularly like as a way of telling stories?
I think with animation, particularly with Cooked, I feel as though we can deliver a whole host of hard truths. We can deliver things that are relevant to today's society, particularly from an Indigenous perspective. And that's really important. And with animation, you can sort of Trojan the horse that in with a big heavy dose of comedy and, you know, visual gags and things that make it a little bit more palatable. You don't lose the essence of what you're saying, but it's almost as if through this proxy of animation and animated characters, you lose that initial shock, but it's sort of like a slow seeping truth. You'll laugh at it, but then you'll cry about it half an hour later, you know? So I think that's kind of what animation can provide. And you can take things to a new level. You can take issues and you can take truths and you can sort of represent them in a different visual metaphor, or, you know, you can sort of play on those sorts of things. And, you know, with Cook, that's definitely what we're planning to do.
5-minute episodes, you really do need to have people, like, ready to take it in.
And it's been hard to write to 5 minutes because animation is super fast-paced. You know, if you watch Rick and Morty, if you watch Big Mouth, if you watch any of the sort of more recent successes in the animated world, they're so fast. You know, a portal gun is a transition to a new world or a new place in time. So it has been really fast-paced, but even still, 5 minutes is not enough time to communicate, you know, the whole backstory, to establish characters, to turn this thing into something that's completely comprehensible within the space of 25 minutes. You know, there's so many different issues that I want to explore, so many different truths that I need to tell. And, you know, we're working with so many different Indigenous perspectives. You know, our writers' room was full of such a talented room. You know, we had Wayne Blair come in, we had Megan Wilding come in, we had Pauline Clagie, we had Katie Beckett, we had people just who have been in the game for a long time and contributing these amazing, amazing ideas. So there was a wealth of knowledge on top of a script that was already packed. And so for me, I'm just like, man, we need another series. Like, we need at least another, you know, I don't know how many apps, but we need a lot of time to sort of explore all these thoughts and these perspectives.
Have you always been interested in history?
I think I enjoy exploring a contemporary sense of what this nation's made up of, how we've become what we are, the ways in which we have become the way we are, and more so why people hold on to some sort of history that may not be the right history, may not be the true history, but it was what was documented by the colonizers. And so for some reason that validates what's said to be history. So I'm really just exploring that and these alternate perspectives. And it's been great sitting down with, you know, elders from the LAPA community to hear oral histories and to hear their recollection of what that moment of first contact was like with Gwigal people or Bidjigal people. That's been incredibly interesting, you know. It sort of follows along the lines of, you know, Uncle Bruce's Dark Emu that's come out. And people who are questioning the authenticity of this, these stories and these recollections. But a lot of this was from the journals and the entries of these explorers. So it's very interesting in how selective some history is, you know, to some people. So, you know, there's plenty of reference within the script to what's happening now and issues of, you know, our society now and us as a nation and things that are deeply embedded within our structure. You know, it addresses quite strongly the framework that's developed above Indigenous voices and without Indigenous voices, you know, for the past 250 years and neglects Indigenous history for the most part, and instead celebrates icons like Cook and holds these people up on a pedestal. So that's sort of what we're exploring, I guess, with this.
Mm. And particularly pertinent because this year is the 250th anniversary of Cook's voyage. I know that Scott Morrison's plan was the prompt to this, but I think even without the prompt, we're in a time where these kinds of conversations are ready to be had.
Yeah, I agree.
Or people are ready to listen is maybe more the point.
And that's another beautiful thing about animation is you can broadcast it out on the web, and the internet reaches everywhere across this globe, and that includes, you know, other countries, and to sort of bring light to some of the issues that are going on here through a satirical sense, I think that's gonna capture the sort of the attention of a lot of people from many different nations, as well as give voice to many of the perspectives within our own. So I hope people listen. I really do. That's the idea of it anyway, and to sort of bring light to this history that, hang on, Cook didn't even circumnavigate Australia, but we're celebrating this victory lap of his in 2020 still. You know, what about our other great navigators of the... What about Bungaree? Why don't we celebrate that guy? What about Tupaia, who navigated on Cook's ship and, you know, maybe got him through a lot of the Pacific? What about these guys, you know? And so hopefully in Cook's, we'll see these people and give acknowledgement to them, and it'll start a conversation on the back of that.
The creator and director of the upcoming animated series Cooked, Jake Jasinski, and Cooked will be released later this year.